This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Developers of a proposed 4,500-home subdivision near Lake Waccamaw will hold a public meeting Tuesday at 6 p.m. at East Columbus High School. The public will be able to ask questions and learn more about the proposal. Opponents of the plan are encouraging residents to turn out and wear red in opposition to the project. Strong storms and high winds left around 1,900 people without power across Columbus County Saturday. Trees were reported down in roadways in Nakana, Brunswick, Crusoe Island, Old Dock, and near Tabor City. Several boats, including a large pontoon boat, broke loose at Lake Waccamaw. Nuisance flooding was reported in several communities. A major impediment to stormwater drainage in downtown Whiteville could soon see improvements. City Council will hear an update tomorrow night on plans to install larger culverts through the rail bed on Canal Street that would allow stormwater to flow directly into Soul Swamp. City Council is also expected to approve the fiscal 25-26 budget with no property tax increase. Some fees will rise to deal with increased costs in city utilities. City Manager Darren Curry will also update the board on the progress of returning tax collections to the city after the county canceled its agreement. Tar Heel gamblers spent less and took home less in May. The State Lottery Commission said this morning that just over $562 million was wagered in May, resulting in $492 million in winnings. April bettors spent $576 million and took home $526 million. Revenues for the state from e-gambling in May totaled just shy of $12 million. An Elizabethtown area man was jailed after an investigation into alleged drug sales near White Lake. Cornelius Lamar Autry, 53, was held under secured bond for possession and sale of opiates. The sheriff's office in Bladen County said the undercover officers purchased the drugs as part of the investigation. Drug arrests typically rise during the summer months as tourists flock to the White Lake area. Longtime County Emergency Management Director Kay Stevens has returned to that position. In 2021, she transferred to be Director of Human Resources. Brandy Guyton, who also applied for the vacant post, has been hired as Deputy Director. Guyton was the first female fire chief in the county and a paramedic EMT instructor at Southeastern Community College. County Manager Eddie Madden made the announcement at last week's County Commissioners meeting that Stevens has returned to the EM post. A drive-by shooting on Spring Meadow Road Wednesday left damage to a home, but no injuries. Two people were inside when it was hit by several bullets. The incident is under investigation. The Sheriff's Office is also investigating an alleged arson on Lacewell Road near Clarkton. We have reached out for more information on that case. The Columbus Baptist Association is once again hosting Mission Serve, and the CBA needs donations of bottled water, Gatorade, and Powerade. Donations can be dropped off Monday through Wednesday from 8:30 until 4:30 at the Columbus Baptist Association office. That's at 208 South Thompson Street, Whiteville. Large donation pickup can be arranged by calling 910-642-2155. Whiteville police are asking residents to complete a survey about the department, their concerns for the community, and the community in general. The survey is available on the city website. We have a link in this story. The survey will be open until August 2nd. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.